I'm glad to see you opening the pages, Catherine, and looking. The story from the Bible that we're going to read today is from the book of Exodus, which is the second book of the Bible. It's always, I sometimes have to remind myself when I open the Bible, the books are not organized in alphabetical order the way the dictionary and the encyclopedia is. So you have to kind of learn in your mind, the history books are here, the wisdom books are here, the gospel stories are here. The book of Exodus is the second of the chapters in the of the books in the Bible, and I'm going to tell a story from chapter 16. It's a story about the people who were liberated from slavery in Egypt. They followed Moses, they got across the Red Sea, and then they realized that they were in this vast and unfamiliar wilderness, and they also realized that they had eaten all the food that they packed and brought with them when they first left home, and they started to get really worried about their survival. And they got so scared, in fact, that they came to Moses and they said, "If only we had stayed in Egypt. We might have died there, but at least we would have had food in our stomachs instead of this horrible gnawing feeling of hunger. Our tummies would have been filled with meat and with bread. If only we had stayed in Egypt. It might have been a quick death, but it would have been better than this long lingering starvation you've led us into here in the desert." Moses said to the people, "You're not complaining against me. You're complaining against God. Now listen, this evening you're going to know that it was God who led you out of slavery and out of the land of Egypt. And in the morning, you're going to see the glory of God." So that night in the evening, it happened that a lot of birds called quail, came flocking near to the camp. And the people were able to capture these birds and cook them and serve them for dinner. And it nourished their bodies. And in the morning, do you have a question about quail? We had to discuss this at the first service too. You do know what quails are. That's good. Somebody at the first service thought it was kind of weird to eat quails, but, you know, we eat chicken and turkey, so it's just kind of like that. This was good, nourishing food. And in the morning, when the people woke up, they noticed that there was this heavy layer of moisture, like dewdrops, all over the ground and on their tents and just everywhere, on the rocks. And once the sun came out and evaporated all that moisture, what was left was this white flaky stuff that was all over the ground. And they looked at it and said, "What is that stuff?" And Moses said, "That's the bread that God has given you to eat. Gather up enough for today and trust that there will be more tomorrow." So now that you third graders are such good readers and have your own Bibles, if you want to read that story again sometime, it's Exodus chapter 16, starting with verse 2. We're going to join hands now and say a prayer. Dear God, we thank you for your words of Holy Scripture, which are a treasure to us because they teach us how people in the past experienced your love and grace and mercy. They're also a treasure to us, Lord, and we thank you for the way that you speak through those words to us today. And we thank you for the teachers who guide us in learning these stories from the Bible and help us understand what it means to walk in your way. And we thank you for this church where we can gather to receive your healing love and to be encouraged by one another. In Jesus' name, amen.